It's just me this week then. Hello, welcome to The Messy Pew. My name is Andy, and his name is also Andy, but unfortunately, the other Andy can't join us today. If this is your first time joining us, as normally features basically two guys talking about church stuff, Bible stuff, but with no answers or anything like that at all. Today, with Andy not here, we're going to be chatting about, we're going to be doing something a little bit different, and we're going to be talking about artificial intelligence, AI, how the church, does the church have anything to say about this, with the increase in use of things like ChatGPT. Google has their own kind of answer to ChatGPT coming out, as well as a series of apps that basically you tell it what to draw or give a image as a starter template and it will draw this whole new thing for you if it's using other people's digital content or not. That is a slightly different conversation, but that is basically there is a series of apps, there's a series of different ways that you can use AI now to use to interact with. You can interact with artificial intelligence and it will give you what it thinks. So, oh, and I've also not mentioned things like Siri or Alexa or self-driving cars or things like that. Basically, AI is transforming the way that we live and work. And I believe that as Christians, it's important for us to talk about this, to kind of bring it into our sphere of conversation and consider how we should approach this new technology. The first thing that comes to mind, that for many Christians, there is that fear that AI will take over our jobs and make us redundant. But it's important to remember that AI can also be used for good, such as improving medical diagnoses, treatment, reducing poverty, and even helping us better understand the world around us. As the church, we should be encouraging responsible and ethical use of AI. This includes making sure that AI is being used for the good of all people and not just the benefit of a select few. The church should also be advocating for regulations that ensure that AI is used in a way that aligns with Christian values, such as protecting privacy and preventing harm. Additionally, the church should be educating its members on the opportunities and challenges presented by AI. By doing so, we can equip people with the knowledge and skills they need to understand and effectively engage with this new technology. It's also important for the church to consider the spiritual implications of AI. While artificial intelligence can bring about many positive advancements, it's important to remember that technology is not a replacement for human relationships and connection. The church should be reminding people that our ultimate purpose is to glorify God and love each other, and that should guide our use of AI. So in conclusion, the church has a unique opportunity to shape the way AI is being used and perceived. By encouraging responsible and ethical use, educating our members and considering the spiritual implications, we can ensure that AI is being used for the good of all people and in a way that aligns with our values. Now, I should probably mention that that entire spiel was written by ChatGPT, was written by artificial intelligence. Just to give you an idea of what AI can achieve, basically what I did is I went to the ChatGPT website and asked it for, well, apparently that's a 10-minute script for a podcast. Maybe I spoke a little bit too fast for it. Who knows? Maybe it's still learning. Maybe we'll find out together. But I would love to know what you think. I'd love to know what you think about artificial intelligence and the church. Or, indeed, if you've got any stories about kind of social awkwardness in the church, please, I mean, if you've had any moments in church where you've been there thinking, what is going on? Let us know about it and we'll talk about it and probably sympathise with you and, you know, probably share our own stories of times when we've been there ourselves. But anyway, if you've got anything like that, or indeed if you just want to say hi, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram or Facebook, or indeed on Mastodon. Just search for at Messy Pew. Or indeed you can email us on themessypew@gmail.com. Cheers for listening. Please don't forget to rate and subscribe on our favourite podcast provider.